Our VIP has been fighting evil for over 30 years, and us fans will not let him rest. You know him and love him as Ash Williams from the Evil Dead movies, and now the story continues with the new Starz television series, Ash vs. Evil Dead. Please welcome Bruce Campbell.
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We are so psyched for this new show. What do you think about the fact that horror is so mainstream that the show is not going to be on after midnight? It is going to be on after dinner.
I think it's about doggone time.
Yeah. Now, was it a pointed decision to go for a television series as opposed to doing another movie sequel?
Yes, the economics are... Well, movies are like a one-shot deal.
Right.
You roll the dice, ha-cha-cha, and you see what happens. And Mr. Sam Raimi makes movies that are several hundred million dollars now. We didn't think another Evil Dead movie needed to be as expensive as Oz the Great and Powerful. Call me old-fashioned. You know, the original movie, you know, was financed with grass-cutting money, basically. So, you know, different story now. Television is just different. You can hopefully get an audience to find you before they cancel you. With a movie, you don't get that chance. If you don't do the Burger King tie-in, they're not going to find you. And if you spend $200 million on an Evil Dead movie, that's a bad idea. It just is. I'm not trying to get myself out of a job. I've only starred in one studio movie, Army of Darkness. The movie... Yeah. Yeah. Where were you in 1991? That movie sank like a stone and killed the series. Now, there's been 17 reissues of Army of Darkness,
so... And the fans sort of demanded more.
They demanded it. They were very rude over many, many years. Sam Raimi was just saying the other day, he goes, I made these Spider-Man movies. They grossed over several billion dollars. And people go, oh, that's nice. When's the next Evil Dead movie? They want Ash, and they want Sam Raimi. So, we got tired of fighting City Hall. We're going to give them exactly what they want. I'm too old to do it worth a damn now, but you know, what the hell? I'll give it a shot. My stunt guy's awesome. Yeah.
So you and Sam Raimi actually, you are both from Royal Oak, Michigan.
We were born in Royal Oak at the William Beaumont Hospital. Are you clapping? It was called Royal Joke when I was born there.
Oh, my God.
That's where you got flat top haircuts. Now you can't park there. It's too expensive.
Now, you guys met in junior high, but didn't become friends until high school?
I saw him in junior high school. I witnessed him dressed as Sherlock Holmes, playing with dolls. He claims later that he was making a movie. There was not a camera in sight. And I remember I walked way around him. I'm like, gotta watch out for that guy. And then I was his assistant at bar mitzvahs. He was a magician at bar mitzvahs. And I was his assistant hung low. It's not my name. I didn't make it up. And so
this
Sam,
was high school?
This was last week.
Okay.
This was high school-ish. Yeah, it was high school. And the one thing happened one time that changed his life and mine forever in a very bad way. He injured me during the routine. I said something, and he goes, no, you fool, and he hit me. And the audience burst into, like, applause, spontaneous applause, and a little light bulb went over his head. He's like, if I just punish Bruce Campbell for 30 more years, this is going to be great.
What was it like for you personally to revisit this character 20 years later?
Personally, much more painful.
Really?
Yeah. The recovery time is sort of non-existent. Go to reach for your socks in the morning, you go, what was that all about?
if the fans demanded more and more of this series...
I would be healthier and healthier and healthier. So...
I don't want to hear any spoilers about the show at all, but I am told...
There is blood.
There's
sorry
a little
to,
bit of blood.
Sorry, folks, to... Oh, my word. I've choked. This season, I've choked and had to hold up my finger and then disgorge a mouthful of blood. I was killing a zombie above me, and gravity will do what it does, and it just... And I'm supposed to be grimacing, right? You can't kill someone like with your mouth closed. You have it's open. I'm killing this demon, and my mouth is open, and it's the spigot is right above me. So there you go. And it tastes just as crappy as it did in 1979.
I cannot wait to watch this. I cannot wait to watch this.
Yeah, it's it's just a little over the top. Just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to subject you and your friend and co-star Lucy Lawless to an Ask Me Another challenge later in the show. But right now, we are thrilled that you actually accepted the challenge of helping us out by leading a game with us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You need me for this.
All right.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell will be playing the part...
Of Wink Martindale.
Of Wink Martindale. Let's welcome our next two contestants, Mark Oppenheimer and Edgar Diaz. Do you guys feel lucky? You should feel lucky.
Yeah. So lucky.
Good. Now, Mark is a religion reporter for the New York Times. Edgar is the admin associate for the United Methodist Church of the Village in Manhattan. So here is an uplifting question for you. What would you put on your tombstone? Mark.
All his children were vaccinated.
It's pretty good. Edgar?
I think this is a lot about me and where I went with that question.
Sure.
I'm like, tombstone, what do I want on my tombstone? My standard pizza order, because that was like a pizza slogan in the 90s. And being from Chicago, I would say like deep dish, sausage, pepperoni, mushroom. And it also probably says a lot about how I'll go. Yeah.
That's good. Those are excellent, excellent answers. So being dead sucks, even if you don't turn into a flesh-eating zombie, but you do have one final chance to make a lasting impression on your tombstone. So in this game, we are going to give you the epitaphs written on gravestones of some famous people, and you just have to tell us who that person is. For an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
If you look at the tombstone of Baltimore-based writer and poet, you can see the words, quoth the raven, nevermore. That's on the tombstone of Edgar Allan Poe. Obviously.
Okay, yeah.
I thought that was a question. I'm like, this is easy.
So ring in when you know the answer, and of course the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. I will give you the first one. The last song he sang in public, The Best Is Yet to Come, is the epitaph on what member of the Rat Pack? Mark.
Dean Martin.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Edgar, can you steal?
Frank Sinatra.
That is correct. Ooh. Frank Sinatra.
I guess, is this me now?
This is you.
This female founding member of the Algonquin Round Table suggested as her epitaph, excuse my dust. Yes.
Mark, yes.
Mark.
Dorothy Parker.
That's correct, Dorothy Parker.
She was cremated. She was.
Cool. No.
Because men don't make passes at girls in caskets.
You're going, this is getting very dark.
It is getting very dark. This comedian didn't think he'd get any respect even in the afterlife, as his tombstone reads, there goes the neighborhood. Edgar.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, you got it.
This game show guru invented Jeopardy and hosted a talk show. His final sign-off reads, "I will not be right back after this message." Mark.
Merv Griffin.
That's correct. He's on fire. This legendary filmmaker pulled a line from his film Some Like It Hot when he put on his headstone, "I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect."
Mark.
Mark.
Billy Wilder.
That's correct.
All right, this is your last question. "Let her rip" was the epitaph of this airplane actor who liked to keep his whoopee cushions and flatulence machines handy. Edgar.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Let her rip. Nice.
Puzzle Guru John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Well, Ophira, it's a dead heat. We have a tie.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Whoa.
Mark and Edgar, here's your tiebreaker question. As his characters had done hundreds of times before him, who signed off from this world with the words, "That's all, folks"? Edgar.
Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc is correct. Congratulations, Edgar. You'll be at our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
And thank you to Bruce Campbell
for being
amazing.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, we'll flip it and reverse it Missy Elliott style, and we'll pit Bruce Campbell against his old friend and co-star Lucy Lawless and quiz them about all things undead. You won't want to miss it. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.